The sound is what sets Folk Alliance International apart from most other business conventions. You couldn't take a step without tripping over a guitar picker, a fiddler, or a folk dancer, not to mention the singer-songwriters who lined the trade show hallways. Among the musicians attending this year was Danny Barnes, who flew several thousand kilometers to Memphis from his home in Washington State, all to play two short sets.
Basically, it's so elemental.
Like there's a lot of pickers going on out there. Have you walked around much?
Some. There's music in every room here.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. There's like banjos and fiddles and guitars everywhere.
So what do you hope to do here? You've got two gigs. Just bring your music to people that may not know what you're doing today?
There's a whole lot of people that fall in that category. So so the odds are pretty good. But for me, a lot of these conferences and things, I get to see a lot of my friends that I don't really see hardly any other time except for events like this. And it's good to hear some cool music. I always find things and hear things that I wasn't aware of, and that's always a real treasure, I think.
But for the performers and business people who gathered in Memphis, there's more to the conference than just listening to music. Attending Folk Alliance requires an investment of not just their time, but the cost of traveling to Memphis and purchasing a conference registration, hotel rooms, and meals. At a time when the economy is causing many businesses to cut budgets, conference attendance was up this year. Louis J. Myers is executive director of Folk Alliance International.
There are about 200 more. I think we were 1,700 last year and 1,900 this year.
Well, at a time when most industries are not seeing any growth like that, that's a pretty good boom.
It's fantastic. And not only are we seeing it in the conference, we are seeing membership growth. I think it's 16 out of the last 18 months. So it's not... The membership growth isn't necessarily conference-driven because there's no reason for someone to join off-season unless they're doing it to really be a member. So it's been great. We've gone up almost 500 members in 6 months.
It's incredible. Why do you think this is happening?
I think it's multi-part. Some of it is a sense of community that people are looking for. They really want to be with kindred spirits. They want to feel like they're part of a bigger picture that's really, truly theirs. The other thing is people want to work, and we have more buyers per capita than any other conference does, except for maybe APAP. But as far as the type of artists and companies that we work with, it's a wonderful music market. And especially this year, the international market has really picked up. I'm seeing countries here that we've never seen at Folk Alliance before, and organizations from around the world.
One of the Folk Alliance's missions in the preservation and growth of folk music is promoting and developing new talent. Each year, hundreds of musicians, most of them unknown, are chosen to perform at the event. They're all noticed, but every year a few artists develop a buzz that means everyone is talking about them. Among the buzz artists this year is 21-year-old John Fulbright from Okemah, Oklahoma, hometown of folk icon Woody Guthrie. John is now gearing up to make his first studio recording. He's already released one disc. It's a concert recording called Live at the Blue Door.
Living comes natural to many. Love comes natural to you. You take the high road to freedom. I'll take the low road to you.
While the nights of Folk Alliance are filled with music showcases, the days are filled with meetings and seminars, just as they are at any business conference. The only difference is that the Folk Alliance panels have a musical bent.
I didn't define the panel tracks on paper, but in my planning pages, there's tracks for traditional music, there's tracks for do-it-yourself. There's a track called Deep Thought, and that's really to talk about bigger issues and future world.
Of course, it's not just unknown new performers who are playing at Folk Alliance. Ray Wiley Hubbard released his first album in 1971. 39 years later, he is an elder statesman of the Texas music scene, and his latest release, with the clever title of A, Enlightenment, B, and Darkenment, hint, there is no sea, is atop the Americana album chart. The collection is home to 12 original songs, including Drunken Poet's Dream. I'm Catherine Cole.
I got a woman who's wild as wrong. She likes being naked and gazed upon. She crosses a bridge, she sets it on fire. She lands like a bird.